order of the Fairbanks Town Advisory Board for June 27th, 2016. Would you all join me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I could ask everyone to please turn off any phones, pagers, whatever electronic devices you have that cause noise, and if you have to have a discussion with your neighbor, if you wouldn't mind taking that out into the hallway so we don't disturb the applicants. I have seen an affidavit of posting from the secretary. Let's see, roll call. All board members are present, and if I could get county staff introductions. Thank you. We have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Can I get an approval of the minutes for June
13, 2017? Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes of June 13, 2017.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of June 13, 2017. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for June 27, 2017?
Madam Chair, I would move to approve this evening's agenda, the agenda for June 27, 2017, with no changes and or alterations.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for June 27, 2017? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We have no announcements today, so we'll move right into planning and zoning. Number one, UC 046917, Jennifer Park LLC, 530 East Pomeland Avenue, a use permit for a proposed major training facility, volleyball training and practice, waiver of development standards for reduced parking within an existing office warehouse complex on 4.4 acres in an MD design manufacturing 8 and 60 zone, generally located on the north side of Pomeland Avenue, 600 feet east of Bermuda Road within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Okay, we'll trail this to the end so you can get a reappearance. Item number two, VS042317, Troy Investment Properties LLC, 3575 West Tropicana Avenue, vacate an abandonment easement of interest to Clark County located between Tropicana Avenue and Reno Avenue and between Tercion Street and Polaris Avenue within Paradise. You could use the microphone for us. Name and address for the record.
I have to read my address. Elizabeth Hughes, and it's 1281 East Magnolia Street, Suite D, number 186, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80524.
Thank you.
We completed an administrative design review for a Starbucks to go in at that white and blue building at Tropicana and Procyon, and as one of the conditions of our design review, the county's asked us to vacate the easement that's shown in green, and the public hearing is part of that process.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments on this application, I move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number three, VS 046617, Mass EQ Spencer and Serene LLC, 1780 East Serene Avenue, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Spencer Street, located between Silverhawk Avenue and Serene Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way being Serene Avenue, located between Spencer Street and Tamara Street within Paradise.
Thank you. James Lopez, 6725 Southeastern Avenue, on behalf of the applicant. We need to vacate some right-of-way to accommodate a detached sidewalk, and that's what you see in front of you today.
Is anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any objections, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number four, BS 048217, Tropicana Las Vegas Inc., 3801 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Vacated abandonment easements of interest to Clark County, located between Tropicana Avenue and Reno Avenue, and between Las Vegas Boulevard South and Duke Ellington Way within Paradise.
Hi, my name is John Merrick, last name is M-A-R-E-K. My address is 6345 South Jones, Suite 100.
You may want to lay that down in front of us.
Oh, it's there.
Oh, all right. Look at that.
It's magic.
One out of a hundred.
Requesting to vacate a traffic control easement that was dedicated in 1985. There's no traffic equipment inside the easement. It's basically just in a parking lot now, and want to further develop the property.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments, I'd like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Can we ask everybody else that's coming before us tonight to be this easy? Can all the rest of you be this good?
Item number five, WS 042217, Loving Memories LLC et al., 7468 McLeod Drive, waiver of the development standards for reduced setbacks in conjunction with the single family residential subdivision on a portion of 8.8 acres in an RE rural estate residential zone and an R2 medium density residential zone, generally located on the east side of McLeod Drive and 220 feet and 700 feet north of Eldorado Lane within Paradise.
Good evening, Lanny Christopherson, 2885 East Quail Avenue, 89120. Here representing the applicant. What we had before you is previously about a year ago, we came with you with a tentative map that had a waiver for lot size on lot 48. And with that waiver of lot size, we didn't know what setbacks we were going to have waivers on, so staff recommended that we bring forward once we had a floor plan. Now that we do, we're requesting a 20-foot setback requirement in the front. All the other setbacks are met the requirement. On lot 52, during the process of mapping, the staff recommended that the 14-foot drainage easement that was on the tentative map be dedicated as a lot. So taking that 14 feet away from the back side of it required that we now lost 14 feet and we only have 17 feet on the back side, which the staff is saying the back side, but it would actually have 90 feet if you look on where all the lots abut to the rear, we actually have 90 feet. So we're requesting that that setback be set to allow the 17 feet. And here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no further comments or questions by the board, I make a motion for approval with staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number six, WS 048117, Dora V. Tompkins, 4809 Mountain Valley Road, waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks for a proposed balcony addition to a single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Mountain Valley Road, 400 feet north of South Montero Circle within Paradise.
Hi, my name is Dora Tompkins.
Dora, push up on a little button.
My name is Dora Tompkins, address 4809 Mountain Valley Road, right across the street. We have a patio, we'd like to add a balcony, and we're asking for a 1 foot and 2 inches setback differential so that we can build a balcony on the currently existing patio cover. If there's any other questions, I have a whole packet here with all kinds of information.
Thank you. Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Please come forward, give us your name and address for the record. Name and address.
My name is Kathleen Hope, H-O-P-E, 4798 Mountain Valley Road, 89121. It's on the same street as the subject, just on the other side of the green space. This business, it is business, I understand. It's in online as a nursing home type business care facility, and I didn't think that was allowed in a residential area. It's not by our homeowners association anyway, it's just not allowed. So I don't understand, you know, why this thing would be approved. Not that I'm against the presentation, but I just don't think that it's allowed to be there.
Well, all that's presented before us right now is her asking to put on a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to anyone at code enforcement or your homeowners association about
it? I talked to the president of our homeowners association, and he was not aware that this business was coming in there.
Is there a business actually operating there?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
It's able for individual care, and there are two elderly residents that live on the bottom floor that we take care
of. So you are licensed for all of that?
We're licensed.
Okay. So what I can suggest to you, if you want to check with code enforcement and give them the address and verify that they are licensed for that, I believe elderly care like that can happen in any neighborhood. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's good to know, because it's a very nice house, very, very nice residence, and everybody likes them, but I just didn't know that a business was allowed to be conducted in our houses.
There are certain things, like the elderly care, are allowed,
mm-hmm.
because they want to be in a neighborhood versus in
a
hospital.
I'm not getting any.
So, but do you have any objections to her balcony? What she's talking about doing is putting a balcony on the back.
Oh, yeah.
I think
I'm happy it's not next door to me, because it sort of takes over the adjacent. And the ones in the back as well, you can see right down into the yard from there, can't you?
Yes, I can already see it in the yard from my back window.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she brought up that she plans to put, according to this, one of the conditions is trees going up the back way.
Let me close it to that, and then you can put that in there.
Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to speak? I see no one. I'll close the public, open it to the board. John?
Yes. You did bring up the fact that current planning is saying that you plant additional trees and put it on the side.
Correct.
But
yeah,
maybe you have to plant one.
Yes.
And there's a picture. Can you show us on the picture?
Do you have your packet that shows the plan? There are
trees already basically covering me from most of our neighbors, except for one on this side, and one at a corner of this side. So there are plans for cypresses, as staff suggested, to be put in on the north side of the house, and also on the north west side of the house.
Are you bringing the plan?
Yes.
Trees.
Anyone else have any comments?
No one has anything. No, I'm sure I make a motion to approve subject to current planning conditions.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to the if approved staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 7, UC038115AR008417, Carvel Newco LLC. Use permits first application for review of the following: 1, a motion picture production studio as a primary use; 2, permit a motion picture production studio within a membrane structure tent where required to be within an enclosed building; and 3, permit eating and drinking area with on-premise consumption of alcohol in conjunction with a motion picture production studio. Design review for a temporary membrane structure tent with alternate external building materials for a motion picture production studio within an approved parking lot on 7.1 acres in the H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 overlay district, generally located on the southwest corner of Flamingo Road and Copal Lane within Fairbanks.
Hi, good evening. Alyssa Nave Worth, Brownstein Hyatt Barber Shrek, 100 North City Parkway, Suite 1600, 89106, on behalf of Carvel Newco LLC. This application is actually a continuation of the application that was approved in 2015 for a non-permanent membrane structure to house a motion picture for a millionaire TV show. The staff recommended that we come back 2 years later. Since then, there's actually been substantial improvements to the building, including building bathrooms within the building, creating permanent walls of the building, although there is a membrane roof, insulating the building to meet current energy codes, creating hard connections for all utilities, an HVAC system, and also outfitting the building with full fire alarm systems, fire hydrants, sprinklers, and fire safety elements. Clark County has already issued a certificate of occupancy for the building on May 12, 2017. This application is originally to remove the time limits for the approval for the special use of the building. Staff has recommended a 5-year review, and we think that that's completely reasonable.
Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments on this application, I would move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions, which includes a review as a public hearing on August 5th, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 8, DR042017, Clark County, 4701 West Russell Road.
Just a minute. Ma'am, do you want to take your pictures for the next?
Oh, for...
No, you've still got planning commission.
Thank you.
Design reviews for the following: 1, proposed carports, and 2, electric generation distributed monofacial photovoltaic solar panels. You guys are killing me today. In conjunction with an existing public building, Russell Road Building Department, on 17.5 acres in a PF public facility, a 760 zone, generally located on the south side of Russell Road and west side of Cameron Street, Adventure.
Good evening. My name is Ryan Allard. I'm with Almany Architecture here on behalf of the applicant. So our project consists of some new carports, an extension of an existing carport, which currently has photovoltaic cells. We have a picture here of what it looks like. We have no intention of deviating from what the existing structure looks like. We're just merely providing an expansion onto that. So it's approximately 55 feet, encompasses right here. These are the existing shade structure photovoltaic cells. And then directly adjacent to that, we have another shade structure that we're proposing. It is not a photovoltaic cell shade structure. It's a conventional shade structure, metal framed with decking on it. Staff has recommended approval, and we respectfully ask that you guys recommend approval as well.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, there are no comments.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 9, DR048317, Frederiki Kaitea, trustee of the Frederiki Kaitea Family Trust et al., 4861 Decal Lane, design review for a proposed exterior modification to an existing on-premise consumption of alcohol establishment, a tavern, on 0.8 acres in the C2 General Commercial 8065 zone within the Mud 1 Overly Lake District, generally located on the north side of Tropicana Avenue and the west side of Decal Lane within Paradise.
Chairman, members of the board, George Garcia, pleasure to be before you. We're taking the existing BJ's that has been closed now, and we're in the process of gutting and remodeling it. What we want to convert it into is a new product called Red Dragon, and this is the new architecture that we're proposing. So we're taking a fairly old facility, pretty hard to even find some of the permitting for this. But anyway, this is the plans, and we hope you approve of it, and happy to answer any questions.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Open it to the board.
Madam Chair.
The address. Oh, did you
George,
give your address?
What's your address?
165 Winnie-Ranch Drive, Suite 210.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to move to approve, but I just want to hassle George a bit. So, oh, I'm not supposed to do it. Madam Chair, if there are no comments
on
this.
Can I ask one question? Is Red Dragon a tavern also?
Yes.
It's not like some kind of restaurant. It's just a...
It'll be food, but it is a tavern with gaming tavern. And they're actually going to have karaoke and pachinko machines, so it'll be fun.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments on this application, I move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, UC 046217, Close Spring Mountain Plaza, 4550 Spring Mountain Road, a use permit to reduce the separation from on-premise consumption of alcohol establishment at a tavern and a residential use, waiver of development standards to reduce parking, design reviews for the following, one, expansion of an existing on-premise consumption of alcohol establishment at a tavern, and two, minor facade remodel to the portion of an existing inline building within a commercial center on 1.5 acres in the C2 General Commercial Zone in the Asian Design Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Spring Mountain Road and the west side of Elvin Street within Paradise. You're back.
Board members, George Garcia back before you again, 1050 Drive, Winnie-Ranch Drive, Suite 210. Pleasure to be before you, and I know how disappointed you'll be in this one because we're going to remove two massage establishments.
I highlighted
it. So I thought that underscore that for you as well. So we're going to take and expand in this area here and take the old existing bar, expand it basically, and replace the massage. And again, this is a Red Dragon facility, and in this case, because it's in line, it'll have a similar, very similar, but slightly different architecture. But it'll match the entire building.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no further comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve according to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions and a extra shout out for moving to massage establishment. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
You know, you're all right, George.
Item number 11, UC 043817, Las Vegas Facility Holdings LLC, 150 East Harmon Avenue, use permit for a proposed hospital and all accessory uses, waiver of development standards for the following. One, reduce the minimum size of a lot for the proposed hospital, and two, non-street improvements landscaping within a future right-of-way, Harmon Avenue. Design reviews for the following, one, a proposed hospital, and two, exterior interior remodel of an existing building on 1.6 acres in the H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Harmon Avenue, 420 feet east of Audrey Street within Paradise.
Good evening.
Good evening. Benjamin Gerard, 801 Las Vegas Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant. What this is a redevelopment. It's a building that's appeared to be vacant for quite a while. It's the 150 East Harmon, it's Harmon Medical Center.
Right.
There was actually a tenant in it until January 1st this year that we had to remove. It appears to be vacant. But anyhow, our client is planning to remodel it. They've actually already pulled the demo permit and start demo of the interior of the building, but remodel it, total facade remodel, total landscape remodel. The interior is totally gutted and it's become what we're calling a micro hospital. It's basically an emergency department with an inpatient facility, similar to the Dignity Health projects that are going up around town. It's the new wave of healthcare. The waivers that we're requesting are actually somebody at some time put an arbitrary number that a hospital had to be on 80,000 square feet. We're just shy of 80,000 square feet. I think we're at 70,000, some change. And the other one is a waiver of non-conforming landscaping, which is conforming currently, but Public Works would like to reserve the right to widen Harmon at some point. So we're putting improvements in what they want as a future right of way. We worked with staff. Staff's recommending approval with their conditions. Here to answer any questions.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I have one question. Is this Las Vegas Facilities, is this the name, a new name for Dignity?
No, this is not associated with Dignity Health.
Because they're putting in four.
Correct. And that group, small world, that group's actually Emeris. They're out of Dallas. Dignity's sponsoring those buildings
right. And
basically lending their name. This is the ex-partner of the Emeris.
Oh.
They're also out of Texas.
Okay.
So they're here competing for the same business.
I was just in Dallas and they're like on every
everywhere.
Street corner.
Everywhere.
It's amazing.
This group has 52
they
hospitals.
They just weren't open on Sunday yeah. when I fell and broke my foot.
These are some small hospitals.
Yeah, they
some
are.
Inpatients. So
yeah.
Right now, it looks like the wave of the future.
That's a great location on the strip.
Yes.
It's a great reuse. It's an untested market here. The fallback is it's surrounded by H1 property and Caesars or somebody would buy this little part. So,
well, hell, everybody around you is going to send them to you.
Exactly.
They slip, fall, trip.
They're competing
go there,
against
slip,
Sunrise.
Fall.
Yeah.
But you're there. So,
yeah.
Madam Chair, oh, I'm sorry, anybody else?
I was going to say, including the
ABC, yeah. This started before the football stadium was announced, so it's just a stroke of luck. Yeah.
Madam Chair, if there are no further questions on this application, I'd move to approve subject to staff conditions.
So a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 12, UC 046717. Five apartments LLC, 5002 Wilbur Street, use permits for the following: one construction storage temporary and two construction activities temporary on 1.5 acres in a R4 multiple family residential high density 860 zone in conjunction with the construction of an off-site student housing project generally located on the west side of Wilbur Street, 630 feet south of Tropicana Avenue in Fairbanks.
Madam Chair, Board Member John Borenstein, 62 Swan Circle, Henderson, representing the applicant LegCorp Construction. This is a request to establish an off-site construction storage and staging yard. As you can see by the plan, it is in support of the UNLV Village project located 300 feet to the north. The footprint of that UNLV project is quite large. There is no room on the property for construction, storage, or staging. We respectfully ask that you follow the recommendation of staff for approval.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I have one question before the board doesn't.
Go ahead.
And this is a question for staff and the applicant. Are there any hours of operation that are considered with this particular application, considering that there's significant residential surrounding?
I think it would be the normal hours of construction, probably six, seven in the morning till 4 or 5, or until it gets too hot to continue construction.
That's an interesting
question. This happened behind my place, and it was all night long.
I don't believe they're going to be constructing that.
Madam Chair, does anyone else make a motion to approve? subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Item number 13, UC 047617, Metro Flag BP LLC, 3743 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Use permit for a proposed recreational facility, amusement ride, virtual reality motion machine. A design review for a recreational facility, amusement ride within an existing shopping center, Hawaiian Marketplace, on 2.4 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 550 feet south of Carbon Avenue within Paradise.
Hello, my name is Laura Davidson. I'm here on behalf of Metro Flag BP LLC. And the address is 3743 South Las Vegas Boulevard, 89169. I'm here in request of a land use permit for a recreational facility.
Anything else you want to tell us?
No.
Okay. Does anyone in the public would like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair?
I have one question.
Oh, go ahead.
Is the design review going to show us as far as the design?
Absolutely. So we have some pictures of the design. It's basically a movie theater type chair. So it's a stationary chair. If you guys can see it before. So this was actually at CES last, this year. It was one of the best designs there. And so what it is the chair that swivels around as you have the 3D glasses on, and they just basically swivel. So it increases kind of the overall look and feel of the Hawaiian Marketplace. So it brings, I think, more people to it. And then this is the design review for the actual setup as it is. We were around the stanchions, around the specific area by the stage. It's an empty area at this point, and so it would be hard stanchions that would be located around. And the area of the ride is only about 350 square feet. Only a small portion of the parking place.
Madam Chair, do you close it to the public?
Yes.
Now, is this a single-person version of a Disneyland virtual ride that I've been on? Or when I read your backup, that's what I thought of, that I would be me by myself in a virtual...
Yes. It's the same kind of thing as a motion theater. It does spin all the way around, and we're going to have four separate chairs. And they're separate. They're one person per ride.
Right.
The only thing I had is I didn't like the fact that it was in the open area of the mall. So my suggestion was just to put a shorter review rather than an entire year on it to see if it affects the flow of the pedestrians there, since it's so tight at Hawaiian Marketplace.
It's actually tucked back away where the stage is, but yeah.
What kind of review?
Well, they're recommending a year. I was thinking 6 months, just because it's such a... If you've ever been in there, it's always crowded. Mm-hmm. So throwing something in the center that's just got... When you say hard stanchions, they're the metals with the little...
Yeah, the metal pieces that strap out. Actually, there's the back wall is going to be hard stanchions. They're actually going to be drilled into the ground.
Yeah.
The front ones are going to be movable based on traffic and also other conditions, but the back ones will be permanent.
I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with that? Okay, I'm going to make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions with a change to a six-month review as a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number 14, WS 047717, Martinez Family LP, 4770 Wen Road, waiver of development standards for mechanical equipment screening in conjunction with a previously approved gardening greenhouse facility on 2.5 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the east side of Wen Road, 300 feet south of Tompkins Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be in front of you again. We were in front of you, I think, last September. I'm with Urban Seed. My name is Gabriel Wahila, 10180 Woodwork Lane. We're in front of you this evening just with our request for a waiver for mechanical screening requirements for our greenhouse buildings. We're here for two reasons with that. One, all of the documented benefits of urban ag, whether it's community gardens, community growing activities, are realized when those activities are visible to the neighborhoods and community that they exist in. And two, I have pictures of the surrounding area. It is industrial. I'm sure you all are very familiar. But we believe this is a great leap forward and could be a nice catalyst for the overall design aesthetic of the neighborhood.
Is anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. I did look at the pictures.
I came with
you would be the only nice thing in the whole area if you had to wall the whole thing around. So. I think this is more than fair. Anybody have anything else?
Somebody do it.
Madam Chair, mm-hmm. If there's no further comments, I'd make a motion to approve with staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
See what happens when you bring nice stuff.
Item number 15, WS046017, Levine Investments LP, 169 East Tropic Avenue, waiver of development standards to reduce parking for two proposed hotel buildings in conjunction with an existing restaurant and retail building, design reviews for the following, two proposed hotel buildings, and two kitchens within the rooms for a proposed hotel in conjunction with an existing restaurant and retail buildings on a portion of 4.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment AE65 zone in a MUD 1 overlay district, generally located 360 feet south of Tropicana Avenue, 300 feet west of Koval Lane within Paradise.
Good evening, town board members. My name is Tony Sless, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. The property is located in between Tropicana and Koval and just west, or in between Tropicana and Rainbow and just west of Koval. It's this long, skinny parcel. If you've been by there, there's currently an existing two hotels that total about 245 rooms. What the applicant is coming in and doing and proposing is to actually demolish those hotels and rebuild two new hotels. One will be a Holiday Inn, the other one will be a Candlewood. Same number of hotel rooms total of 245. The amount of parking essentially remains the same that exists, and there's been no issues with the parking. As we've tried to justify in our letter, we are in an H1 zone district adjacent to the casino corridor there, where there's a lot of allowance and leeway for parking reduction up to 30%. In our case, it's fairly minimal, and we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item?
I just got confused when you said it was between Tropicana and Rainbow.
Oh.
Tropicana and Reno.
Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I think this is kind of exciting to have these two new hotels going up. So, if there are no further comments, I would move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks.
Thank you. Item number 16, WS045617, NNJ Showcase LLC et al., 3785 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Waiver of development standards for the following, one, increase wall sign area, two, increase the number of animated signs, and three, increase the projection of a proposed wall sign from the side of a building. Design reviews for the following, one, modifications to an approved comprehensive sign package, and two, increase animated sign area in conjunction with an existing shopping center, the Showcase Mall on 4.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, and an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south 750 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Greg Borgal, 300 South 4th Street here for the Showcase Mall as you described it. This does a number of things. One thing it does, it unifies a series of previous approvals that you've granted to the property on signage. It gets it all under one comprehensive sign plan. Secondly, it changes technology on some existing signs. And thirdly, it accommodates two important new tenants, maybe three new tenants, primarily T-Mobile and American Eagle Outfitters, who have their own signage programs. And that's not atypical, and I won't promise you that we wouldn't be back the next time there's a new tenant who's changing the sign as well. But these are pretty responsible, anticipated to be long-term tenants. This shows the entirety of the project up here, this upper left one, to show you that the iconic, I'll call it, portions of the existing fascia are being maintained, and if you like, reapproved. Then that's the guitar at the Hard Rock and the Coke bottle and the dancing M&Ms. The really new signs are down here at the extreme south end of the property, and those are the ones I just showed you, primarily T-Mobile and American Eagle. The others are technology upgrades, by and large, of existing signs. And staff has made the finding that this is compatible with the strip and the character of the area. And at least one of the major policies of your plan. And frankly, it's a facility that's much like Times Square in New York, where the signage is the project. And so here we are, hoping you will follow the staff recommendation.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public opening to the board.
Madam Chair, could I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Greg, is there anything coming down, any sign coming down anywhere?
Well, yes. Everything shown in blue is either an existing sign being replaced with new technology or relocated on the building. So there are some things that are coming down. And I frankly don't know what is currently... we took something down here at the south end. I've forgotten what it was, but it's totally replaced by T-Mobile and American Eagle. But these comprehensive sign plans are approved on the basis of everything.
Right.
So the Coke bottle's still in that, and then the dancing M&Ms are in the square footage, and et cetera.
And the massage parlor's going away.
Is there a massage parlor?
I didn't know
we could do that in H1 unless we were a hotel.
Well, I mean, if you want to suck up to the board, you come up and tell us you're getting rid of it.
There were two earlier.
We absolutely are taking out any if we find them.
If no one else has any comments or questions, I'll make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
4-1?
4-1.
You scared me there.
You were too loud. It only counts one, no matter how loud you say no.
Well, I was afraid she was going to cut me off.
Thank you. Item number one we trailed is the applicant for item number one here. All right, I'll make a motion to return to board in how, what's the next?
Next one is July 11th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, general business. We don't have anything. When do we get those chairs, Blanca?
Now, is that 2017, 18, or 19?
Well, next meeting.
We love you, but you know, we want to double check.
So we have comments by the general public period, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote will be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair by the majority vote. And no one here? Our next meeting is July 11, 2017. May I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Madam Chair, are you awesome or what?
You rock.
Al, I